Father, I'm glad you're here. I want you to hear this. I have a confession to make.
Well, spit it out, son.
Leather.
Thank you.
All right, you guys and you gals. You know, we haven't been down here for a long time. I'll tell you, one of the reasons for not coming back here, as you can see, we are extremely cramped on this stage. What you need is, you know, a bigger stage, and hey, maybe we'll come back more times. It's a little bit hard to give the maximum impact of our... That's right, it really does. It creates a vacuum at one end of the tube. Now, it's a little rough to reveal the total splendor of our presentation under these kind of munchkinized surroundings, but we're going to give it a whirl. First thing I'm going to do is introduce to you the members of our rocking teenage combo. Give me some more monitor. Turn me up. This is Vince Caliuta on drums. Arthur Barrow on bass. Patrick O'Hearn on bass. Tommy Mars on keyboards. Ike Willis on guitar and vocals. Denny Wally on guitar and vocals. Peter Wolf on keyboards. And Ed Mann on percussion. All right, let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Shorter than the other end, both my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them. I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night. Hope one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool, dancing fool, dancing fool. Folks all dressed up like they's fit to kill. Walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all step aside. They has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool, dancing fool, dancing fool, dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so goes on and I am so wrong. The beat is on and I'm 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 so wrong. I may be totally wrong, but I'm dancing fool. Together now, with my very own disco clothes. My shirt's half open to show you my chain, and a spoonful up my nose. I am really something, that's what you probably say. So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. Buy you a drink. Are you looking for Mr. Goodbar? Wait a minute, I've got it. You must be an Italian. You're Jewish? Love your nails. You must be a Libra. your place or mine. His favorite was out of sight. He had an Irish setter. It was a singles bar, a Tuesday night. The moon was dim, the band was tight. We did the bump together. What a splendid sight. Her teeth were white. The drinks were cheap. It was ladies' night.
He was glad that he met her.
She was an office girl.
My name is Betty.
Her favorite group was
Helen Reddy.
They discussed the weather. Honey, 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 baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, 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 baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, 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 was a lonely sort, just a little too short. Her jokes were dumb, and her favorite sport was hockey in the winter. He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest any sport where the puck had to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in her.
You get it, baby? You've heard it five times before.
Later on, they went off to where the music was soft. The candles were drippy. They saw a real hippie who delivered their dinner. The rice was brown, and soon they found that the crowd around that had jammed the room, well, it seemed to be getting thinner. Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a, baby, don't you want a, baby, don't you want a? He took her home to a motor court. She wouldn't kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry. He called her a pig, a slut, and a whore, a bitch, and a cunt, and she slammed the door
in a petulant frenzy.
A petulant frenzy! This is a petulant frenzy! Woo! I'm petulant, and I'm having a frenzy!
On the sofa she weeps. She weeps and she weeps. She weeps and she peeps through the curtain. He just got in his car, but the battery's dead. So he has to use the phone, and she gives him some head. And that's the end of the story. Don't you want a man sometimes?
Keep it breezy so when I go down easy. Keep it breezy so when I go down easy. Keep it breezy so when I go down easy.
Rolling over and breezy down, I'll drive you through the heart of town.
Keep it breezy so when I go down easy. Keep it breezy so when I go down easy. Keep it breezy so when I go down easy.
Rolling over and breezy down, I'll drive you through the heart of town. Hey, the good women, they sure has it tough. The good men, well, they're just saying enough. All the good girls, they're looking all the time. A good man is something that they can find. Cause if they find one miraculously, they try to be loving as they can be. Cause if they find one and let him go,
the chances are they might not ever find one no more. So they keep it breezy so when I go down easy. Keep it breezy so when I go down easy. Keep it breezy so when I go
hardest to find. A good woman needs to ease her mind, and I know a few that need to ease it behind. All you gotta do is grease it down and everything is fine. Deep it, grease it, soda, go down easy. Deep it, grease it, soda, go down easy. Deep it, grease it, soda, go down easy.
Roll it over and grease it down, I'll drag it through the hot town.
A girl don't need no fancy grease to get herself some rump release. Any kind of lube will do. Maybe from another part of you. Lube from the north, lube from the south. Take a little slobber from the side of your mouth. Roll it over, raise it down. From the crazy screaming sound. Keep it greasy, so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy, so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy, so it'll go down easy.
Going back home to the village of the sun, out in
in back of Palmdale, out in back of Palmdale, where the turkey farmers run. Oh. I never really thought I'd leave, but I just want you to believe that I'm going back there with the sun, sun, sun. Village, I got to go back to the sun, sun, sun. Uh-huh. I got to go back and back to Palmdale, out and back to Palmdale, where the turkey farmers run, run. I wanna tell.
as freaks. Well, they're friendly, but the shit they believe has got their minds all shut. And they don't even care when the church takes a cut. Ain't it bleak when you got so much nothing? So what do? Eat that pork, eat that ham, laugh till you choke on Billy Graham. Moses, Aaron, and Abraham, they're all a waste of time. And it's your ass that's on the line. Sucker on his one-way trip. Some take the Bible, ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, give me a half a dozen for the hotel room. So tiny, every cloud is silver lining, the great escape for all of you.
Tiny is as tiny do, tiny is as tiny do, tiny is as tiny do, tiny is as tiny do.
Oh,
tiny lie. Don't you wanna go? Hear the tiny auto horn. Tiny blow, tiny lightning in the storm, tiny blanket, oh, keep you warm.
Talk about them time.
Say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, my teeth are shiny. Tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Let her do all the work and maybe later I'll rape her. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme, and I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I'm gonna get a good job and be real rich.
Get a good, get a good, get a good, get a good.
Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation.
La, 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 la.
I tell you people, I was not ready la, 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 when I fucked la, la, this dyke by the name of Pretty. Miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which.
I wonder, 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 wonder.
So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingled my change, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo, and none of the jocks can even tell I'm a homo. Eventually being a friend sort of drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, long as I get a little golden shower.
Oh God, I am the American dream.
With a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream.
And I'll do anything to get ahead.
I'll lay awake nights saying thank you, Fred.
Oh God, I'm so fantastic.
Thanks to Freddy, I'm a sexual spastic.
And my name is Bobby Brown.
Watch me now. going down.
And my name is Bobby Brown.
Watch me now.
I'm going down.
And my name is Bobby Brown.
Watch me now, because the name of this song is Conehead. I don't know if I can get this son of a bitch to stay on my head. But anyway, Conehead.
She ain't really dumb.
She's just a cornhead.
Tater chip crumbs all over her face. Is there any more beer stashed away at her place?
She's just a cornhead.
You know, she can't help herself. You know what I mean?
A cornhead girl.
Oh, God.
Picture a ring. That is the thing that's getting her hot. A hoop or a ring going over the top
of her cornhead.
You know, she's from a small, small town in France.
She a cornhead girl. You know,
that's what she gives me,
is a hot cornhead.
When she's on her knees, the point is so high. I keep saying, please, keep it out of my eye.
Cause she's a cornhead.
Remulac, Remulac.
Everybody sing along with this part.
Coming back, Remulac, Remulac, Remulac. Remulac, 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 I'm coming back. Remulac, Remulac.
As you all know, Remulac is the planet of the Conehead people. It is the place where all the Conehead people come from. That is where they are coming from. So in celebration of the greatest Remulacian holiday of the year, which is forthcoming on October the 31st, we want each and every person in this audience to sing along with the very name of the planet itself, Remulac.
Remulac, 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 I'm coming back. Remulac, 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 Remulac.
Now wait a minute, hey, now look, I told you where they were coming from. And if you guys don't sing along, I know where you're coming from, you know what I mean? Now don't be chicken shit now, this is New Jersey. I know how you guys are around here. You can't fool me by sitting sedately in your chairs, because I know what you do in your spare time. Now I'm going to give you one more chance. We call this, in the trade, we call this chance number one. Chance number one for audience participation. That means we're going to play really soft and you're going to sing really loud. You know what I mean? Okay, here you go. 2, 3, 4.
I'm coming back. Remulac, 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 Remulac.
You see how easy it is to be in rock and roll? All you gotta do is sit down and say Remulac. There's nothing to it. Alright, you keep singing that and I'm gonna play my guitar. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the big one. This is the song about people. Now, these people, I can't stand these people. We had to have a song about them. These are the people that live in California, that perform functions in all of the useful trades, you know, and they never get it done right. Can't stand these people. And these people are called flakes. And here is our song for them. 1, 2, 3, 4. But they won't be fixing it. They're lying and lazy. They can be driving you crazy. Swear to God, they got the most. Take it away, Bob.
That is just as nice as I could. If my job would somehow be finished by Friday. Well, the whole damn weekend came and went, Frankie.
Wanna buy some acid, Bob?
But you know what? Well, they didn't do nothing. But then they charged me double for Sunday. You know, no matter what you do, they're gonna cheat and rob you. And then they'll send you a bill that'll get your senses reeling. And if you do not pay, they got computer collectors that'll get you so crazy until your head goes through the ceiling. Oh, yes, well.
Wife, she's frosting a cake with a paper knife. All what we got is American made. It's a little bit cheesy, but it's nicely displayed. Well, we don't get excited when it crumbles and breaks. We just get on the phone and call up some flakes. They rush on over and wreck it some more. And we are so dumb, they're lining up at our door.
Well, the toilet went crazy yesterday afternoon. The plumber, he says, never flush a tampon. This great information cost me half a week's pay. And the toilet blew up later on the next day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Blew up the next day. Ooh. We are millions and millions. We're coming to get you. We're protected by union, so don't let it upset you. Can't escape the conclusion. It's probably God's will that civilization will grind to a standstill. And we are the people who will make it all happen. While your children are sleeping, your puppy, you might call us flakes or something else. You might coin us. We know you're so greedy that you'll probably join.
hard now I could die. Ooh, the way you love me, sugar, I get so hard now I could die. Open up your pocketbook, got another quarter, I'll drop it in the middle, mama, try me almost die.
Let go of it now. That was an Eskimo. My toe. Frosted beer the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried,
you don't really look like an Eskimo.
And my mama cried again,
you don't really look like an Eskimo.
And my mama cried one more time,
you don't really look like an Eskimo.
Go to the show.
Well, I turned around and I said,
ho, ho.
Well, I turned around and I said,
ho, ho.
Well, I turned around and I said, one more time,
ho.
And the northern lights commenced to glow.
Watch out where the huskies going, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies going, don't you eat that yellow snow.
Oh, what about that time, people? A fur trapper who was strictly from commercial.
show.
And the unmitigated audacity to jump up from your hammock. Ooh.
Peek-a-boo.
And you started into whipping on my favorite baby seal. With a lead-filled snowshoe.
What?
I said, with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
With a
lead-filled
snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said, peek-a-boo.
Peek-a-boo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He went whap, and he hit him on the nose, and he hit him on the fin, and he hit him on all of the important disco organs. Well, you know, that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. So I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous spinful of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. Then I proceeded to rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the citizens of Passaic, but destined to take the place of the munch arc in your mythology. The vigorous circular motion, rub it!
Hey! Hey! Hey!
All right, now this is it. This is what we call in the trade chance number two for audience participation. Here's what you do. Now, as you already know the story of the fur trapper and all that stuff, and you know this is the part where the fur trapper gets ruined for injuring that baby seal. Now, you're going to help me. Here's what you do. Stand up. Stand up, 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 up. No sitting down, all standing up. Okay? Now, audience participation, as you all know, audience participation is in itself a very stupid thing to do. And we are going to surpass all of the more stupid forms of audience participation with this little gesture that we're going to do right now. Now, watch me. This is just for rehearsal. This is what you'll be doing in a moment. Now, watch. Now, you pounce. You pounce again. You jump up and down the chest of him. Great googly moogly, you're all gonna injure the fur trapper. You ready? Okay, here you go. Now you pounce. And you pounce again. Some of you aren't pouncing. Now what's the matter with you? You two ripped over there? Hey, let's pounce here. One more time. And now you pounce. And you pounce again. Jump up and down the chest of it makes me feel just like Jack LaLanne. Okay, now sit down. Beats the shit out of jogging, right? You know, sometimes when you're jogging, you have to step into dog poop and everything. You'd never find anything like dog poop in a theater like this. You know, it's really very healthy. Pouncing is a healthy activity. I advocate pouncing rather than jogging. As a matter of fact, a lot of you ladies in the audience, here's my plan. A lot of you ladies in the audience should encourage your boyfriends to pounce more often. It'll keep them off the street and keep them out of those stupid suits with a stripe down the side, because the only reason they're jogging is so later they can pounce. So get rid of the middleman and tell them to pounce. And watch the sales of Perrier water go down, down, down. Meanwhile, the fur trapper, he was really fucked up. He started looking around, man. And he looked around, and he looked around, and he looked around. You know what he said?
He said, tell me.
You already know what he said.
I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see.
He took a dog to the snow cone and stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog to the snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And chittery, I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper, it was at this time that he remembered the ancient Eskimo legend, wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with an audience in Passaic, New Jersey, it actually says this, folks, the only way that you can get it fixed up, now watch me now, you gotta go trudging across the tundra, mile after mile, trudging across the tundra, right down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Now, as you know, St. Alfonso is the patron saint of the smelt fishermen of Portuguese extraction. And if there's one thing you better watch out for, it's Portuguese extraction. If you've ever had a Portuguese extraction, hey, forget about it. Now look, Ed is going to play the famous lick that takes us to Alfonso land. You ready?
Alfonso's pancake breakfast.
Full of margarine. And we long the bingo cards and love the latrine.
I saw a handsome Paris lady
make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille and her old man was a marine.
Oh, no!
As she abused the sausage patty, bitty, bitty, patty, bitty, bitty, patty.
Said, why don't you treat me?
Her, hit me, her, hit me, her, hit me. Hit it, patty, booty, booty, booty. I said, Alfonso's pancake breakfast.
I forgot, get off the bus, where I stole the margarine.
Don't you eat my sleazy pancakes just for saying we all fought so. There's a line of lovely wine.
raise a fortune by the night. There's no life above me wide. We'll raise a fortune by the night. There's no life above me brown. There's no finest in the town. There's no life above me brown. There's no finest in the town.
Good morning, Your Highness.
Ooh. I brought you your snowshoes.
Alfonso really loves it when he runs it for. I have seen him rubbing it. I have seen him rubbing it. I have seen him stroke his weenie.
It was teeny.
Nanook rubs it, Alfie loves it. Nanook rubs it, Alfie loves it. Nanook rubs it, Alfie loves it. Nanook is rubbing it and Alfie is loving it. Saint Alfonso, can you hear us praying to you? Can you fix my Chevy? Boy, you're really heavy. And here's the steeple. Open up and see the people. Some are kneeling, some are standing. All the money they are handing to some asshole with a basket. Where it goes, we dare not ask it.
Nanook rubs it, Alfie loves it. Mr. Basket really shoves it.
Here's your quarter, here's your dollar. Let's play a ring.
Patty, Tommy, Ikey, Denny, Petey, Eddie, and Frankie say thanks for coming to the show. Hope you enjoyed it. And good night, New Jersey. This encore is not exactly what you expect, but you're going to get it anyway. This is from 200 Motels. It's the name of the piece is Strictly Genteel. It's the ending music from 200 Motels. Thank you. Nice having you with us tonight, folks. Yes, disco does suck, but it's divine for the people who love it. For those of you who are staying for the second show, we'll be back in a little while. What, you want to hear Dynamo Hump? Is that the only reason you came down here? You want to hear Dynamo Hump? Sure, I'll play Dynamo Hump for you. Sure. All right, now look. This guy over here needs to hear Dynamo Hump. I can't turn him down. One, two, three, four. Couldn't say where she's coming from. It's my lady Dynamo. School on those are looking at mom. And put on those that she can't make it home. This can't do it. And up your sister's a little bit dumb. She really like time won't make this come. Mind. Call me a bum, but a new generation really gonna come. So I got down to it. Put the balloon and threw my thumb in the pad rotation to receive a bum. I poked and stroked and raised my thumb. Didn't hear no Dynamo Hump. Dynamo Hump.
Dynamo Hump, Dynamo Hump. Where's this Dynamo coming from? I spent 3 hours and ain't gonna run for the Dynamo.
Got a spot that gets me hot.
You ain't been to it.
Got a spot that gets me hot.
You ain't been to it.
Got a spot that gets me hot.
You ain't been to it.
Got a spot that gets me hot.
You ain't been to it.
And I can't get into it unless I get out of here. And I'm coming out of it for the dream. And I can't get into it unless I get out of here. Looked over at me with a glazed eye and some bovine perspiration on her upper lip area, and she said, just get me wasted and you're halfway there, cause if my mind's tore up, well then my body don't care. I rubbed my chinny chin chin and said, my, what sort of thing might this lady get high upon? The $40 bill didn't matter no more when her sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said, Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little if I wasn't done yet.
Oh, but just because the sun won a place in the sky, no reason to assume I wouldn't give her a try.
So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked her if she had any cooties in there.
What do you mean, cooties? What cooties on me?
She was buns up kneeling. I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling. Started in the squealing. Dynamo watch from the edge of the bed with her lips just twitching and her face going red. Some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered, she quaked, she clutched at herself. Her sister made a joke about her mental health until Dynamo finally did give in, but I told her all she really needed was some discipline. I said, kiss my aura. Now you're probably wondering why a grown person would say that to somebody. Well, I'll tell you, there's a really good reason. Because you see, it is and always has been real Angola. Now, would you all like some aura right here on the floor? And how about you, Fauna, do you wanna? All right, now look. This is what we call in the trade chance number 3 for audience participation. This is it. This is the big one. Okay? You're going to sing along with the song, even if you don't know the words. And we're going back to the beginning and do it all over again. You ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just call me a bum.
but I knew right away she was really gonna come.
So I got down to it.
Double women and stick my thumb in a flat rotation of sugar pump. I poked and stroked and my wrist got numb. You know I heard some dynamo humps. Dynamo humps. Dynamo. Dynamo. Dynamo.
The band hunt down behind her, man. Now look, this is what they call in the trade chance number four. Now I know you're all pretty tired because you got a really busy life, and I know that maybe you're under a lot of social pressure from your peer group not to act like, hey, nobody wants to be a schmuck, but remember, this is audience participation, and during audience participation everybody is a schmuck. You know what I mean? That's what makes the participation. So, I'm gonna give you one chance. If this is really put up or shut up now. If I look out there in the audience and see one person who isn't singing when we go back to this dynamo hum business, that's it. If I see one person who's not singing it, and I don't mean just sitting there moving your lips, because I can tell. I've been in the business so long, I can tell if there's really air coming out. Now give me some spotlights down here, because some of these people are half asleep. And we must have a little bit of audience participation. You ready? Dynamo! 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 There's one. Okay, all right, stop. Spotlight right here. See this guy right here? What? Look at this. Stand up. Stand up. Look at this guy with a Rolling Stone shirt on. Big deal. Huh. Let me tell you something. I looked down there and he wasn't even moving his lips. So you know what that means? That means, thanks a lot, folks. We'll be seeing you next time. Good night.